Accession number 17923, Reel 2.
Ava Grilich, Reel 2.
Yes, Miss Dolly.
Yes, you were saying on the 22nd of June?
Yeah.
This would have been the day after the Russian invasion.
The same day.
Yes, the same day. Right.
Yeah, I don't remember it. And then because I was on the street with the Vesna, little Vesna.
I thought it's not.
I was on the street with Vesna. She was not yet 1 month, you know. She was born 23 May, that was 22nd, or 1 month child. And one woman who sold milk in the house showed the policeman where I am. So they come to throw me with the child, so we go home. And then, because twice was my... A moment cut out till I remember something. Because my husband was twice arrested. That was the first time we together was... Where was the Zagrebački Velesaj? What's the name?
Trade fair.
Was the trade fair, Zagreb trade fair. It was very big, big places where they put a lot of Jewish families, men, women, children, old and young. It was a very big place for exhibitions, like. So it was full from people who waited to be transported in concentration camp, you know. And I was with this little with Beba. She was on the. I gave her milk or food. And then come a commission from Ustashas, officers. They put a table, a big table, and they were sitting there, and they read our names, and everyone should come before them to some words. So the woman said, let the child on your breast.
Leave the child.
So, and so I come before this man, and my husband was there. And this man asked, it's called Tserovsky, that was a high officer. They said, but you are not Jewish. I said, we are. And then he is watching the baby and said, go home. So we go fast, we were very fast outside. And outside waited us my mother and my husband's mother. With big things, they don't know what to help us. So we are coming home. It was a big... And then after... That was June, July. Maybe July, August. I'm not sure what day. My husband worked in a trgovina, kak se veli, vele trgovina.
Retail?
Huh?
He was a...
He was procurist. He was an economist. He studied in Vienna. So he was an economist. And then Deutsche, Hohe Handelsschule, the name. So he worked like procurist in a business. And then come the policeman to... ask where is Rudolf Domani. And I said, he's working, and his father came just in this moment, and he said, I will go to call him. And I was very angry, because if he don't know that that the police is here, he should not come home, no? And the old man should go to tell him not to go home and not to bring him home. That was a big mistake, but the old man was a very, very good man and cannot think that something wrong can happen. No? You're naive. All people were naive. Don't never know that something so horrible can happen, no? Like you live a normal life and that once your life is in question, no? So he come home and they said that only he will go on the police to some in the investigation, and so they are gone without anything. I saw him on the fourth floor, and he's gone down, and I saw him the last time, a child I was, no? That was the last time I saw him. After 1 month, I'm not sure, 1 or 2 months, it was end of August. It was an attentat in Zagreb. Some revolutionary boys made an attentat on Ustasha unit. And then one of them was, I don't know what happened with these boys, but for Osveta Odmazda.
Retorsion.
For retorsion, it was the second one day, a big poster that 90 Serb, Jews, and communists
were executed
like
in retorsion
for this attentat. So between them was my husband.
After we returned home from being arrested first time, my husband continued working, and one day when he was at work, an agent came to the door and asked for him that he is needed for an interrogation. But at the moment, my father-in-law entered and he offered to go and fetch him, which annoyed me very much because he should have gone to warn him not to bring him back. But to say, it is very difficult to accuse him because he was a law-abiding citizen and he didn't know the dangers our lives were exposed to. After he came back with my husband, the police agent took him away for an interrogation only, as he said, and he didn't take anything with him. And as I stood on the stairwell, he was leaving, I never saw him again, because a little while after, I think it was end of August, there were no big notices in the town which said that 90 Jews, Serbs and communists had been executed by firing squad in a retorsion measure for an attentat on the Ustasha patrol, which had been done by some young revolutionaries a couple of weeks before that. On the notices, my husband's name was among those who were executed.
Yes, it is.
Well, what happened after that, you know, in your own case? You were left with your small baby.
Yeah. Hoćemo Roberta, nećemo Roberta mešati to.
Mamu koja je pokušala tato vidjeti, to nisam
rekao. Aha. Then my mother tried to, because my father was arrested in this Krestinac. To je konfiniran.
It was a camp.
Yeah. And he tried to have a paper that we can visit him. And she was waiting in this police room a long time to became this dobiti, kako se kaže, nije bekomen.
To get this permission to see him.
So we take a taxi and was gone, that was some 18 kilometers from Zagreb, 20 more. So we are going to Krestinac. And because there were not yet Ustashas, then old policemen, like before. So they was a little better than those, you can speak. And they let us in this dvorište, courtyard. It was a big courtyard. There was there sitting, speaking. And I met there much, many from my, no friend, but so people there I know, like friends, like so. And they was all happy to see me with the child and come bring me to drink something. And my father was very, he saw the first and the last time his grandchild. He was very, he said, and she was so sleeping like it was a baby, little baby, slept. That was very, the last time that I saw my father. After this, then 14 July, in Zagreb, we hear that from Kerestinets, a big group tried to run out. It was organized, but bad organized, you know. This action was bad organized. The communist part from Zagreb organized this escape. For it was there was 90 communists, maybe they should escape, 95 I think. And my father was with them in the room with this very known and Slavic famous communist, and I wondered always how he came there. He was a very a little jednostavan,
simple
man, not a politician. He was again politic, always said me don't. It is, politics is not for girls and not especially not for Jewish girls, because always when something happened, the Jews will be blamed. Accused and blamed for this. So be white from politics. And he speak about the Hungarian Revolution, that the Béla Kun and the communists was always very extreme. He don't like the extreme. He was for this milder Grof Károly, who was a gentleman, but the communists moved them. So I don't know that he was, I was, I was surprised that he was with this very famous communist, you know. And before, when I was to end with my book, I asked a man who survived, 10 younger people succeeded to run out. Other was catched and killed. This, and between them, my father, he was catched. He had a invalid leg, you know, so he cannot run like the younger. And they catch them, and then was killed. And that was the picture from before the killing. It was in a museum and in books from this man. The three of them was still alive when I was before 1 year, maybe. One is in Israel and two in Zagreb. I know only one, this Komarica. He wrote many books about these Kerestinets and running. And I asked him if he remembered my father. And he said, oh, yes, that was before maybe 1 year. Yes, I remember he was in our room. He was a very nice, and we liked him very much. He was a very good man. And we mean that he was a revolutionary from this time. And he cannot run. He moved very slowly. And he said, I survived because I was young and I can't run. So he was gone in partisan and survived the war. He was called Komarica. I don't remember his name, but for name. Yes. So I heard 1 year before what happened with my father. That was for me something new. And then the father was killed. We was very unhappy. That was horrible. My mother, when he was arrested, and she lost 25 kilo or more. She was, at once she became an old woman. She was 46 years old, 45, no? And I thought she was an old woman, and she was very upset. You cannot imagine what this means in this time. And
a couple of months after father was arrested, my mother managed to get a permission to go to...
Grandmother managed.
My mother managed to get permission to go and visit him. We went in a taxi. I took her child, and we came to Kerestinets. At the time, Kerestinets was still... The guards were old, from old regime, and they were not the cruel young Ustashes. So they let us in the courtyard. Were other prisoners, some prisoners were walking, and I met many people I knew from my previous activities or friends and acquaintances who were there. And we saw my father, and he liked seeing the child, and he told me then that my fight against fascism was right, because before that, before his arrest, he was a very quiet man, in a sense that politically he was not ever expressing himself, and he always told me that I shouldn't be involved in any politics because it's certainly not good for Jews and even worse for girls, and that whenever anything happens, Jews are always to blame. But when he was in prison at the time, we didn't know why he was arrested, and I only learned a year ago when I was writing my book, I met someone who survived that camp who told me the story. And the story was that the Communist Party, which was illegal at the time, had organized an escape for prisoners for 90 of its communist members, although in Kerestinets there were 900 people interned. And they had organized it badly, because when these people managed to get out of the camp, the network which was supposed to accept them was not there. And so those who were not younger, and my father had an impediment on one leg, he couldn't run, and many were caught. Only several managed to escape, and they were executed afterwards. And the photo I have of my father, I have one which I found in a museum in Sarajevo, which was just before execution. And again, notices were around the town that people who escaped from Kerestinets were executed, and my father among them. My mother, when my father was arrested, had lost 25 kilos almost in several days. She, from a young woman, she was 45, turned into an old woman. She was distraught. It is...
Our flat and flat, my mother's flat and my father and mother-in-law flat was evicted, and we were thrown out with anything. Only I could take some things, a bag for the child. No, that was all what I saved from the flat. All documents, picture, all what was in. And then we go to my mother-in-law cousin, was had a bigger flat, but in this flat was occupied from the Italian mission in Zagreb, and in one room lived one Italian maestro dirigente della banda italiana, one dirigent from the Italian music, military music. So we was three families, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, her mother, old mother, 70 maybe years old woman, she cannot move. And then was my mother and the child, and this aunt with her daughter, so 30 years old, nice girl, but in years. So we was eight, I think, or moram brojati. Eight of us was there. And then one night we hear buku.
Noise.
In the courtyard from this house, but it was a little park, come many camions, trucks. And they put, and it was a big alarm. Woman cried and so, with children and all the Jewish family from the neighborhood was put in this trucks. They was transported in a concentration camp. I don't know in which one. So we was very upset. We come on the window and waited when, and then we packed rush fast our little bags to have something to put, take with. So we look at the window was closed, but we looked on, and we saw what happened. So about 2 hours in the night, come in the flat about 10 agents, policemen in civil, some maybe. But before when I saw this, what happens for the house, I has taken the child, he was a baby. It can be February. She's born in May, February. Not 10 months, 8, 9 months. I don't know, I'm not sure. I take the child with some little things with her and in the cellar.
To the caretaker.
Huh? The caretaker family was a good family, and they said that they will
look after
the child. Shall I stay? The child can stay there. So I let the child and come back to my mother and the family, and then come these 10 policemen with. And then one of them take little papers for everyone who will be arrested was a little paper. On end was the paper for the little Vesna too. She was arrested too. But she was not in the flat. And then I wake up this Italian officer and ask him to protect us because this flat was occupied from the Italian mission and there was alive with Germans. And they should not let the Germans, the Ustasha, in the night come in such a flat who is occupied from the Italians. That was my interpretation. Because they don't speak Italian and he don't speak Croatian. And I spoke a little French and Latin. I made my Italian, so fabricated. So in 1 hour we conferred and on the end, they made a list from our names that we should be in the flat till other day 12 o'clock at noon. Till there they will come. And the Italian guaranteed for us that we will be there till 12 o'clock and they should come in the day. That was my tease, that they can't in the night take us away. That he succeeded. So they are gone on end. And the other day, and they come not till 12 o'clock. They had too much to do in Zagreb, so they forgot us for some time. So in this time, I take Vesna was by this woman, and for all the family, I found places where they will sleep for one night or two nights. Because it was very dangerous to take someone so illegal. If the police find that you have someone who is illegal, then they will kill you and this man. That was such a Ustasha fascist custom. All who was involved should be killed, no? So it was about 8 days, I think, some days I succeeded to find every night for everyone other place, sleeping place. And then one day the, my mother-in-law and this aunt Tonka and her daughter, they said they will not more run away. They will stay here and wait. They are too old to go every night and bring danger for other people where they are, and they won't go with me. And I take my mother, I speak to them, come, that is the question of life, but they won't know. They make his package, luggage, and write it. That was horrible. And then I run with my, I go on with my mother and Vesna. Vesna let I by my friend, I meet a friend who was my good friend, and I know them, they was the intellectual. And they said that we'll take the Vesna, because my, this friend has one daughter, and she was not Jew. She was Ruja Grgurevich. Fuchs. She was married for a Jew, but Jews who was married with Catholics or not Jews were mean that they were protected. They was not...
And what was her name?
Ruja Rose. Rose Fuchs. F-U-C. I let you.
Yes, I know. No, it's okay. Thank you.
Fuchs.
Yes, I know. Right.
He take the Vesna and we... I, with my mother, we found the partisan organization connection, and we are going to partisans. We.
Shortly after that, we were all evicted from our apartments. My mother, my father and mother-in-law, and their grandmother. And the agent came to my apartment, and I had to leave with just a few necessary things for a child. And we all went to stay at a time with my husband's aunt, who had a bigger apartment, which was already occupied by by Italian military mission, because an Italian officer who was the conductor of military band lived in one of the rooms of the apartment. So eight of us somehow squashed in the remaining two rooms and stayed there for a while and then one night we were woken up by a racket down in the street and looked through the window and I saw many trucks where women and children and people, the entire families were being collected and for deportation. Where they were going to be taken, we didn't know. So we were worried, we didn't put the lights on, we looked through the window, we could see what was happening, and before the agents came, I managed to run with my baby to the caretaker who had previously offered to look after her in case something happens. So I left the child with the caretaker, came back to the apartment, and we woke an Italian officer up. I was being an interpreter because I had some French and Latin, and nobody else spoke Italian. And when the 10 agents and ustashas and in military and civil clothes burst into the flat, and they had little pieces of paper on which, on each paper, one name was written, even the baby's name, they told us to come with them. We had already prepared bundles and bags of the necessary things. But I tried to translate, and I was convincing Italian officer that it is a breach of conduct because they have no right to burst into the territory of an Italian military mission, and it is an offense to friendly power. And at the same time, I was telling the agent that the Italian officer was getting angry, which he wasn't. He was very frightened. And in the end, they signed a sort of signed a sort of promise or guarantee that we are going to stay there till middle of the next day. However, they didn't come in the middle of the next day, and so after that, After that, I found friendly people in Zagreb who were willing to hide the members of my family. And for 10 days, each night, I found a different place for each of them.